Cody Bailey, Sales and Marketing Support Specialist for Ranke Manufacturing.
And you are here at Precision Ag Conference and Illinois Info Ag Conference is actually what it's called, and attending several sessions, you said. What are you hoping to get out of this?
Yeah, so representing Ranke here, I'm looking to add value to our current products and how we can in turn make our products more valuable, but make them more valuable for the grower. And obviously we've seen that today in these sessions.
And tell me some of the sessions that you've attended and what you're going to take back to work with you.
Yeah, one of the ones that sticks in my mind right now is Dr. John Fulton. Actually, when he received his award, his legacy award this year, and his invite that 30% of this deficit of growing more food for the growing population, 30% of that's going to come from technologies that we've already discovered and are implementing, such as precision agriculture that we're seeing today. So the varying the rate of seeding and the irrigation, this type of data, being able to aggregate it and make valuable decisions based on that, I think that's where we can add value to today so that we can start increasing or essentially diminishing that deficit that we're experiencing.
And how do you see that fitting into your company?
Actually, it fits quite well. So we've been in business for 60 years now. We've been around. Our machines are in the field all the time. So we know the field, and we have a very good position in that field to aggregate the data and to make meaningful decisions with it, and in turn to empower the grower to control his machines remotely. I mean, it's all a really neat cycle that we see in the precision agriculture here and throughout these sessions, but with our equipment, it fits quite nicely.
One of the points that one of the presenters made was, when are we going to drop the word precision from precision agriculture?
Yeah. Yeah, so I had kind of a thought in my mind when he said that. I think when it becomes the household brand, so to speak, when it becomes the normal way of doing business, I think that's when it'll drop.
It's getting there.
I do believe so. I think it'll take more partnerships, more doing, more value we need to add. Some other comments that were made today was the companies are looking at different pieces of the elephant, so to speak, and that if we can get some partnerships going on, we could possibly look at it in a bigger way to impact the market more quickly and obviously add more value quicker to the grower.
Address the compatibility issue?
Yeah, exactly. Addressing the compatibility issue. So, I agree that we all have our rights to build proprietary data pipes and ways that we communicate. But I think we also need to empower the grower that he can decide, it's his data, where he wants to send it and who he wants to have dabble in his data. So I think compatibility, we can overcome that. Just empowering the grower a little more to make the decision who he wants to have his data.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're very welcome.